Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. This is your weekly dose of the news that matters on the markets with your host, the Finance Ghost. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is proudly brought to you by Mazars, a leading international audit, tax, and advisory firm with a national footprint within South Africa. As things have transpired, the Poloni is actually not the least appetizing thing at the moment about Spa. Now, at one point at the end of last year, I actually took a punt on Spa as a value play in the retail space after the share price took a big knock based on the operations in Poland. Now, I thankfully got out before it went too far against me, as honestly, things for Spa have just gone from bad to worse. In the latest edition of My Big Fat Greek Court Case, there is a 2.1 billion rand dispute with the Giannakopoulos Group. There are unrelated allegations now of fictitious loans as well against Spa. There are governance issues around Graham O'Connor's position as chairman, with his resignation actually coming through last Friday in a response to this. Whilst the company is refuting the allegations that were unveiled in some excellent work by the Financial Mail, there is such a smell around the company that the damage has been done to the share price, and we will not easily see a re-rating here, especially with financial performance under pressure as well. Not good days for Spa. Moving on to some property news, I thought you may find it interesting that listed property fund Equitas has a joint venture with Shoprite Group. The retailer has always had property as part of its strategy, and Equitas likes building advanced warehouses and distribution centers with blue chip clients. So they kind of belong together, don't they? The latest deal in this joint venture specifically is a logistics campus with a development cost of over a billion rand. So these are big properties. The initial yield is 7.8% and the escalations are 5% per year. But with a 20-year lease and three renewal rights of 10 years each, these deals are attractive for Equitas shareholders who are looking for dependable income streams. Let's move on to banking now, with Absa releasing a very impressive update, even when viewed against the backdrop of recent numbers from Nedbank and Standard Bank. This has been a lovely year for the local banks, with strong demand for credit, higher interest rates to ensure that the banks make more money for every rand that goes out the door, and generally speaking, a vastly improved commodity cycle that has filtered throughout the South African economy. This has given a much stronger picture of our country at ground zero than you might necessarily read in the media, although load shedding is a huge concern, especially at the current levels. It's a massive problem. But for now at least, Absa's return on equity of 17% puts it well ahead of Nedbank or Standard Bank, actually, a pretty remarkable outcome here. And as with all the banks, the thing to really watch out for is the credit loss ratio, which for now is within the range for all the local banks that they target as a through-the-cycle range. But keep an eye on this. I must be honest that if we carry on with no electricity for half our day, I would expect that situation on the credit loss ratio to change for the worse. Italtal has given us some very good insights into those consumer pressures of which I speak. Despite the high prevailing inflation, there's only a 2.3% increase in sales in the retail division, and that tells you that volumes are down. The manufacturing division appears to have had some volume growth at least. They are up 7.8%, and the company says this is mainly due to pricing, so that implies there's some volume uptick as well. But the reality is that consumers are struggling to pay for petrol and their bonds, with businesses coming under pressure from load shedding and everything else. So in this depressed environment, fewer people are willing to redo their bathrooms as an ode to an Italian palace. I suspect that the Italtal share price is going sideways from here at best. It's all going down to the wire at Fortress. The JSE has confirmed that it will wait for the results of the shareholder meeting on the 12th of January as part of an appeal process in the removal of REIT status for this property fund. Fortress would be the first property fund to suffer this embarrassment on the JSE, and no one is quite sure what the long-term effect would be, because there's actually a chance that it could be positive based on the capital flexibility this would bring. But uncertainty is the enemy in the markets, and there is a group of shareholders who have put together this plan that is being presented on the 12th of January. Whilst it is just a band-aid, really, for the dual share structure problem, it's a band-aid that would actually work if the vote goes ahead. That's why the JSE is waiting for it. But if the vote doesn't go well, then Fortress's loss of REIT status is guaranteed. Moving on to Sanlam, which is a mixed bag of note, and it's very interesting to learn about why. In an update for the 10 months to October, there are incredible swings, like a 23% improvement in life insurance and a 50% deterioration in general insurance. Now, at group level, the outcome is much smoother, which is exactly the point of investing in a financial services giant like Sanlam. But we learn more by going down into the segments. You see, in life insurance, for example, the performance there is improved because there is a normalization of claims in the aftermath of COVID. In general insurance, this high inflationary environment is hurting the business because claims inflation lags premium inflation. Simply put, it's already been really expensive to repair your car for the last year, but your insurance hasn't gone up yet. It's only going to go up probably in January. This creates a lagging effect that hurts short-term insurers in times of higher inflation. It also means that you should prepare yourself for significant increases in your premium next year, no matter who your insurance is with. Transnet Freight Rail, or Freight Rail, as I've decided to call it after genuinely a typo, unveiled that beautiful name to me, is causing a lot of headaches for our mining giants and hence our economy as well. For Thungela, for example, export coal volumes are down and hence the cost per ton has increased. All of this because of Transnet. This is because lower production means lower absorption of overheads in the system. Now, Thungela is expected to pay taxes and royalties of 4 billion rand this year, so we cannot afford these issues for a company like Thungela. Kumba Iron Ore, same story, same frustrations. Production is revised sharply downwards for 2023, but at least there's some light at the end of this railway tunnel, with the company highlighting plans at Transnet that should improve production from 2024 onwards. But as a final note on Thungela, it really is hard not to laugh at a situation where headline earnings per share this year is expected to be at least 131 Rand per share. And yet this company was unbundled by Anglo in the middle of 2021 at a price of 25 bucks a share. Hindsight is perfect, of course, but that was a forward price earnings multiple of 0.2x. What a gift to the market that was from Anglo. And we end off on a high with a record year for Gemfields, a group that specializes in rubies and emeralds and also owns a fine jewelry company internationally. Group auction revenue of $316 million. That's up 32% from 2021. A lovely outcome for shareholders who have certainly enjoyed the share price moving to a 52-week high. The peaks and troughs this year are breathtaking, especially because of the risk of an insurgency in northern Mozambique, where the ruby operations are found. With the army having stepped in, it seems the market is feeling a little bit less jittery about that risk, and by definition, that now makes it a dangerous time to buy the share, in my opinion. The risks are not gone, and yet they are not priced in anymore either. Be careful. And that's a wrap. Remember, nothing you hear on the Ghost Rap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research.